Hi there, I'm Michelle. Welcome to episode 47 of the State of Being podcast show, where we will be diving into the powerful shift of Pluto in Aquarius. So we are a couple weeks into January of the new year, so happy new year. I've been easing into the start of 2024 with as much grace, compassion, steadiness, patience as possible. I feel like every year before this year, the start of this year, I'm always usually like super excited on top of setting all of these like big, lofty goals at the start of the new year. And the start of this year, I want to do things a bit differently. It feels like the collective mood shares the same sentiment, at least from what I've been hearing with my clients, the community. And so, yeah, I'm giving full permission, especially with Pluto in the energetic degrees, 29 degrees of Capricorn, before it ingresses into Aquarius on January 20th. Pluto in Capricorn talks all about our relationship to power, power struggles, even within ourselves, not just on a collective level. So one of the power struggles that I've been having with myself is my relationship to achievement, to being high functioning. And I feel like I can always create space and room for reflection on kinder ways, more self-compassionate ways in which I can show up to the people in my life, to my business, to my loved ones, and even my relationship to myself, to universal consciousness with that level of patience. So diving in. In today's episode, we're going to be diving right into Pluto in Aquarius, the upcoming ingress that will be happening this Saturday. Once Pluto ingresses into Aquarius this Saturday, it will stay in Aquarius until September 1st of this year, before retrograding back in Capricorn one final time until November 19th. After November 19th, it will be back. Pluto will be back in Aquarius for 20 long Plutonian years. So in addition to that, this Saturday, when Pluto enters Aquarius, Sun also ingresses into Aquarius. So we will also be having that conjunction. So stay tuned for like that initial wave of this new chapter unfolding on Saturday. But because it is 20 long years, we won't see the full effects and breakthroughs that is going to be happening on both a individualistic psyche level and also on a collective level until after those 20 years. Before I dive into some of the themes that we might see in both collective society and how we might respond to it on an individual level, I do want to talk about the sign of Aquarius, what it represents. So Aquarius opposite sign is Leo, and Aquarius and Leo, they both represent the status quo and also what is outside of it. Aquarius can set new trends that eventually can become the status quo itself. So there is this very interesting Ouroboros relationship between Aquarius and Leo, and Pluto and Aquarius throughout history, there has been this transcending pattern and theme where Aquarian theme, Leo theme would interplay with one another. The last time Pluto was in Aquarius was from 1777 to 1798. And during this time period, from 1775 to 1783, was the American Revolution of dissolving the monarchy, going against the monarchy, going against Great Britain, and establishing the Declaration of Independence, establishing the birth of United States. During this time period, from then 1789, that lasted all the way to 1794, we also saw the French Revolution, and it was the overthrowing of the French monarchy, Leo themes again, and it ushers in all of these radical political and social change, bringing in the Plutonian nature of Aquarius. And so during this time period, during this Pluto and Aquarius transit that we had the last time, we saw a lot of societal government changes and establishment of power. So going into this Saturday and into the next two decades, it's going to be very interesting to see the cycle kind of come back around, and especially looking at the United States' distribution of power on a global scale. With this next two decades, we might see this restructuring of powers becoming more equal. One of the things that we're being asked to reflect upon and be stewards of is how we utilize leadership and power. Are we using it in a socially responsible way where we are promoting social equity? We are thinking about humankind as a whole rather than keeping power for ourselves and creating a lot of the unequal leadership foundations, hierarchy models, and structures that we are now seeing dismantling, especially with the United States Pluto return. And I also want to talk about what Aquarius represents. What are some of the themes that come through that we can also expect during this pivotal time period? So we might have already seen inklings of this with last year's release of ChatGPT right around when Pluto made its temporary ingress into Aquarius until it went back into Capricorn. So we are seeing a lot of groundbreaking shifts in how we receive technology, how we receive information on a collective scale, and we're gonna see in the next few decades to come how that boundary will continue to be pushed, challenging a lot of the old ways in which we do things. Aquarius also represents a lot of interconnection. It is an air sign representing communication, information, social connections. Aquarius is also ruled by Saturn. And just forward thinking. It's all about envisioning a better future, all about innovation and inclusivity, fighting for the underdog. And I can already see with the start of this year, a lot of business owners and also corporate brands I've noticed, they are starting to take a step back and look at their business practices, look at their messaging. Does it reflect those values of championing inclusivity and focusing on the collective good of humanity? So in the decades to come, we are going to be seeing more focus around ethical sourcing, sustainability, supporting social causes through our work, whether we are working for an organization or through the vessel of our own sacred business. Aquarius is also known as the water bearer, and it's known as a water bearer not because it is a water sign, but because it bears that cup, that vessel of water. That cup bearer represents bringing to others something that is needed. It is a very giving archetype. And air is the only element that has the ability to pick up water and carry it. And I think of Aquarius in this way. And we see this with the clouds. Like if you've ever been near or survived a hurricane or tornado, you know firsthand how powerful nature is when it comes to the force of air and how it can bring about tsunamis. And so when it comes to Aquarius, when it comes to having things happen on a collective and global scale, our contributions to AI by what we think, what we choose to search for, the information, what we choose to communicate and share through our communities, that contribution will be reflected back to us from the growth and advancement of AI. ChatGPT in this moment, and also Bard from Google, they are also releasing Gemini, which I find is very funny, like true to the name of the air sign. What we contribute through all of this mass information sharing, AI will reflect back to us the health and the barometer of the human collective, the compass of our actions and the human condition as we make history in real time. So if in these next 20 years, we continue to breed more hate, prejudice, polarization, tribalistic group thinking, this is what AI will reflect back to us. If we communicate and share unity, love, progress, humanitarianism, collective support, and equity, and we can do it enough to tip the balance more in the right way, it will be reflected back to us in all of these groundbreaking, unimaginable breakthroughs that we'll be seeing with co-creating with technology, power of collective groups to make this world a more habitable place on a physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual level. Aquarius also deals with themes around higher consciousness. So we are going to be further exploring the possibilities of discovering life elsewhere in the universe, advancements in communication with animals. There will be ongoing discussion, no surprise here, of unidentified flying objects. These are all going to be pivotal themes that we are going to see. And this will have a profound impact on human consciousness, what we make this mean about our place on Earth, and our understanding of ourselves, our place in the universe. On a personal note, so my Saturn's in Aquarius. I just finished my Saturn's return about a year-ish ago, and I also have a midheaven Aquarius. And I feel like the last 2 to 3 years when I was going through my Saturn's return was some of the most challenging, psychologically challenging times of my life. And I feel like now looking back, going through that hard school of Saturn has prepared me to be in a mindset and be in this state of stepping up to the plate and wanting, having the motivation and willpower to be part of contributing to humanity, to collective consciousness, for the remainder of my lifetime on this planet as a human being. And I'm so grateful that the birth, what happened as a result of my Saturn's return, is the birth of this business, is wanting to help collective humanity through the vessel of this work that I'm doing. And the reason why I bring this up is in order for me to be where I'm at today, I had to go through my own ego death, my own identity shift. And this Plutonian energy that we will feel when Pluto ingresses into Aquarius, it can feel like a ego death in a lot of ways. It will change what you think of yourself on an individual level. And a huge theme that will come through, that will radiate in the decades to come, will be how you identify your place in the world. A lot of people that has had their Saturn's return in Aquarius, and a lot of people that are currently going through their Saturn's return in Pisces, they are going through that existential exploration right now. They are going through that internal journey. And it feels mucky. There is shadow work that comes through. It is psychologically challenging, but I feel like I truly believe that it is developing our soul muscles so that we are prepared, so that we have the strength and the will to help humanity, to help our community across all levels, however big or small, and contribute in our own way. Because I truly believe, and this is the Aquarian archetype within me speaking through, I truly believe that part of the gift of being a human on this planet is to help other people and make this world a habitable place. Show our appreciation for what Earth has given us. Some things to be mindful of as we journey deep into the depths of the underworld and into the higher consciousness of Aquarius. So look out for over-detachment, over-objectivity, disconnection from the human experience. This is something that might come through, especially with the rise of innovation, technology, AI. We have to watch out for disassociation, dehumanization. Every single archetype in astrology has a higher self and also a shadow self, I like to call it. And so one of the things that we do need to be mindful of, and we do have the power to create more of a balance and create that emotional human connection, not lose our sense of connection, empathy with other people, is to watch out for dehumanization, disassociation. Another thing to watch out for are tribalistic tendencies, group thinking. Are we self-categorizing ourselves into groups based on ideologies and seeing other groups as the other? So when it comes to your business, again, when it comes to your messaging, you have the responsibility. You are participating in whether contributing to inclusivity or contributing to tribalistic group thinking and outcasting the other. So watch out for that. Another thing to make note of when it comes to moving forward in your business, more so than ever, especially with the rise of AI. I know AI is a very heated topic. A lot of people like using it. And also the other half is very adamantly against AI. When it comes to your business and when it comes to your messaging, more so than ever, especially when it comes to preventing dehumanization, is to cultivate personal storytelling, authenticity, and personal connection. Like, the potential for over-attachment during Pluto and Aquarius, the way to combat that is to maintain a genuine connection. Have conversations with the people that is a part of your community. Personalize your interactions when you can that also honors your energetic capacity. Show the human side of your business. Like, as much as I love having systems in my business, systems give you the space and time to form genuine connections. And when you use the power of storytelling, like, go into the depths of your lived experience. No amount of ChatGPT messaging can replace the depth, the quality, the intimacy, the connection that you can with shared storytelling, sharing your journey, the soul behind your work, what keeps you up at night, why you decided to create this business. ChatGPT might be a great place if you have writer's block to spark the initial idea, but you are the narrator. You are the final editor. I really encourage you to not lose your muscle and skill of writing by relying on AI tools as a crutch, because when it comes to creating sustainability and long-lasting community in your business, it really comes back down to the power of your story. So we will be seeing more of that. People will be craving that. And so if you want your business to stand out moving forward this year and beyond, this is more important than ever before. One of the biggest takeaways that I invite you to consider as you move into this year and as you are still setting intentions on how you want to show up for yourself and for your business, your community this year, is how can you stay grounded in the human experience while not being afraid of technology advancements? Keep the human experience at the core of your business. How can you bring more of that in while honoring your energy? And so this might require you to dig deeper into understanding and addressing the needs and emotions of your clients, of your customers. And remember that Pluto is a long-term process, and these strategies that you implement, they're not even so much strategies, they are the intentions that you set that will serve as the core foundation of your business in the years to come. And the key is to always stay aligned with your core values. and see how you respond to change in society. And then check back in with yourself. How do you feel about this value now? What needs to be adjusted within your own current value system so that you can also grow and embrace your own evolution as a human being? And I will leave you with some journal prompts to consider if you want to reflect on this 2-decades-long powerful Pluto and Aquarius transit. So some of the questions that come through: how do I view my role in my community and in society? In what ways can I contribute to creating a more connected and collaborative world under the power, the wisdom of Aquarius? What is my relationship with technology and innovation? How can I embrace these elements in a positive, balanced way in my life? Are there any outdated structures or limitations in my life that I am being invited to break away from? How can Pluto in Aquarius inspire me to transcend these boundaries? What social justice issues am I passionate about, and how can I be more involved in these causes as we move into the next level of collective growth that emphasizes humanitarian efforts? And lastly, how can I express my individuality and personal freedom more fully in the next coming years? In what ways does my unique contribution matter in the larger social context? So I'll be including these journal prompts in the show notes in the link below this episode, so you can dive right into reflecting on it. And next week, I will be sharing my personal reflections, everything that really came through strongly for me last year in 2023, what I am moving forward with based off of my experiences in both my personal life and business. I wanted to share this actually in the last couple of weeks, but there was just so much to process. And so I finally feel like on an energetic level, you know what, I'll be ready to share it next week. So stay tuned for that episode next week. And I'll also be going through some of my personal intentions for how I want to move forward this year that looks so different to how I've been setting my goals in previous years. Before I go, I will leave you with this quote by Maya Angelou. You may encounter many defeats, but you must not be defeated. In fact, it may be necessary to encounter the defeats so you can know who you are, what you can rise from, and how you can still come out of it.